Here's Corinne Stembridge.
Anne Frank's diary was an assignment in my 8th grade English class, as it is for most American middle schoolers. Each day we would discuss her writings, the Holocaust, and the awful circumstances that forced Anne and her family into hiding. Her situation was almost impossible for us to imagine. I remember finding her so remarkable, brave, and otherworldly, and at the same time, somehow like most of the girls in the class, I sensed that she was exactly like me. My most vivid memory of this class was the day we completed the diary's last entry. Our teacher was thoughtful enough to have us read it aloud in class. Somehow she knew that we would need to be together as we lost Anne. The entire classroom was stunned. At our age, stories still ended with a sense of closure and completion. Anne Frank's diary stops, but it does not end. And the end of Anne's story, as provided by the editor, is so heartbreakingly sad. Ever since that 8th grade class, I revisit Anne and her diary each time I need a lesson in transcending the comparatively minor obstacles in my own life. Today, I invite you to log on to the internet where you can take a virtual tour of the secret annex in memory of Anne Frank, who was born on June 12th in 1929. At the Anne Frank House site, you'll find a picture tour of the secret annex that helps you visualize how Anne and her family lived for more than 2 years. But the most moving exhibit follows the creation and publication of Anne's diary. Now in print for more than 50 years and translated into over 60 languages, it is one of the most widely read books in the world. On Saturday, July 15th, 1944, Anne Frank writes one of the final entries to her diary. It is also the most famous. It reads, "It's really a wonder that I haven't dropped all my ideals, because they seem so absurd and impossible to carry out. Yet I keep them, because in spite of everything, I still believe that people are really good at heart." Anne continues, "I simply can't build up my hopes on a foundation consisting of confusion, misery, and death. I see the world gradually being turned into a wilderness. I hear the ever-approaching thunder, which will destroy us too. I can feel the sufferings of millions, and yet, if I look up into the heavens, I think that it will all come right, that this cruelty too will end, and that peace and tranquility will return again."